The story of Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the crypto platform known as FTX, continues to dominate international financial news. He is currently in custody in the Bahamas as the United States seeks his extradition. At the same time, we in Barbados look on, recognizing that had it not been for the vigilance of our own regulators, we could well have been part of this scandal. On his Facebook page, advisor to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad, notes that almost all of the leading crypto exchanges have approached Barbados to be their global headquarters at one time or another, and that each time they offer to bring billions of investments, millions of donations to local charities, and thousands of jobs. He further notes that the local lobbyists demand that Barbados should see their glamorous leaders arriving in private planes and yachts. Barbados, he says, has told them that our approach requires separation between broker, exchange services, prop trade, and custodial services, so that it would be impossible to commingle clients' funds in the exchange with proprietary traders and purchases of yachts and villas. According to Professor Prasad, their response has been that we are ignorant dinosaurs who don't understand that their technology makes all that unnecessary and justifies a new regulatory regime where they are not regulated. And there's more. He says that they also offer to advise us for free and prepare draft legislation and do so even when Barbados has said no. And that brings us back to Sam Bankman-Fried, who is now in custody in the Bahamas, and his company, FTX.
This was a cryptocurrency exchange. It was the second largest in the world. And a cryptocurrency exchange is a website or an app that allows you to exchange your pounds or dollars or euros for Bitcoin or Ethereum or any of the other thousands of cryptocurrency tokens on the market. And it was a giant of the industry, and so was Sam Bankman-Fried. He was often called the king of crypto. He also ran as an aside business, a sister company called Alameda Research, which is a crypto hedge fund. And in the last 6 months, whilst lots of other cryptocurrency companies have crumbled and people have gone bankrupt, he was seen as an icon, a sort of beacon of hope in the industry, going around with handouts, saving collapsing companies, and been seen as a very strong part of the cryptocurrency world. Then, of course, it was revealed about 3-4 weeks ago that actually the finances of these companies was extremely unstable. Everything collapsed. People tried to take their money out of FTX, and the whole thing fell over, and he had to file for bankruptcy.
He's facing a long list of charges:
wire fraud on customers, conspiracy to commit wire fraud on lenders, conspiracy to commit commodities fraud.
The list of charges went on and on.
Well, what we have from prosecutors is a portrait of somebody who seemed to have had no hesitation taking customers' money to finance his own investments. And they allege he also used customers' money to buy luxury real estate, to make campaign contributions, and to try to plug holes that kept getting bigger and bigger as we saw this huge drop in the value of cryptocurrencies earlier this year. Gary Gensler, the chair of the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, said Bankman-Fried, quote, built a house of cards on a foundation of deception while telling investors that it was one of the safest buildings in crypto. And, you know, Ari, there's another picture that's emerging. It's one of a very aggressive, very fierce government response. Remember, it was just a month ago Bankman-Fried stepped down and FTX filed for bankruptcy. Prosecutors seem pretty outraged by the number of people who may be victims of fraud here and by the amount of money that seems to have just disappeared. So far, FTX says it can't find $8 billion. So Bankman-Fried is accused of defrauding investors in FTX and customers, many of whom were small-time individual investors. And Bankman-Fried, who was a big political donor, has also been charged with violating campaign finance laws.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.